Good evening, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Three times Olympic medalist. I've forgotten how good you were.
Well, you know what? If you've sung luck so long ago, I actually forgot how good I was as well. So there you go.
you can YouTube yourself. Chris, what would you like to go and see at the Olympics?
Well, of course, I would love to go and see the 100-metre final. I doubt very much I'll get to see that. But if I can't see that, what I would love to see is the 400-metre hurdles final, because we've got a young man in the United Kingdom. He's a Welsh chap. His name's Di Green, and he's 0.06 of a second, the thickness of his vest, outside of my still British record. So, you know, I've held the British record for 20 years. This is going to be technical now, hold on. I run 47.82 seconds is my British record. He's run 47.88 seconds. When I ran that, I came second in the Barcelona Olympics.
You don't want him to beat you, do you?
Oh, yeah, God, oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, he's a good lad. I mean, I've been at the event a long time now. And, you know, athletics is constantly evolving and you need fresh blood, you know, doing heroic things. And the great thing about athletics is that, you know, you know that you've been part and parcel of that layering. Now, he's only 24, so he was barely around when I was running. But you know what? Every day for the last 10 years, he's been thinking, Akabusi, Akabusi, Akabusi. It's great to be part and parcel of that legacy.
Look, should Brits get first dibs on these tickets? I mean, I applied for mine this morning, first thing.
Well, I mean, you know, you haven't got to get in. I mean, it's opening today. Apparently, you've got 50 days to get your neck in there, and then of course they'll partition it out appropriately. But it is a world event, and that's a great thing. Is that, you know, when you go there, hopefully the stadiums will be a part of that audience. You know, half the stadium will be.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, Chris, and I agree with you, but we've paid for it. Why don't we go?
Well, when you say we pay for it, not on our Jack Jones. I mean, we've done a great job. You know, we've got the privilege of holding the biggest pageant the world ever sees on our doorstep. You know, we are going to go down there and be phenomenal hosts. We're going to have the whole world come to our doorstep, spend money in our capital city. Hopefully, people from all over the United Kingdom will go down to London and see London in a very fresh way. We're going to regenerate the east of London. We're going to leave a legacy for our kids to be able to go to phenomenal stadia. So there's lots of benefits for us, taxpayer, who've paid the money, yes, but we're going to have Chris, a year where people are going to come and they'll be spending money in our country, boosting our economy, boosting ourselves, boosting our pride to be Britain all over again.
Quite right, young man, but I bet you're going to get a freebie. I mean, three times Olympic medalist, they must want you walking around with a flag or something.
Well, I'm sure I'll get an opportunity to get my snack in there somewhere, but you know what? It's a year away and no one's come knocking on my window yet, so I'm not holding my breath.
Change your agent. Chris, good talking to you.
God bless you, mate.
Three times Olympic medalist Chris Akabusi. What a top fella.